Good morning, everybody. So, on this lovely sunny day, my first sentence seems a bit odd because I'm sure everyone's happy at the moment. But have you ever noticed how angry many people seem to be? Not everyone all the time, of course, but whatever the situation, some people seem angry. And not just angry, they want to blame other people, people who are different or think differently to them. It's kind of a them and us type way of thinking. For instance, if an election result goes the wrong way, the media are to blame, or everyone else is stupid for voting like that. Brexit being a prime example. We were given two options, and the result was roughly 50-50. So is it justifiable to be angry with half the UK population for voting the wrong way? That kind of creates a divide between right and wrong, them and us. So, yes, we may be disappointed, sad, even frustrated, but angry with people? Like many others, I've enjoyed watching the European Football Championships. Now, throughout the tournament, I might have disagreed with some of the tactics and some of the selection of the players, obviously, because I'm an expert. But I knew that some players occasionally had games when they didn't play as well as we know they can. But I knew they're all trying to do their best. And when we eventually lost in the final, I was disappointed and frustrated, but I didn't get angry and blame anybody. No doubt you'll all have heard about the angry racist abuse that was targeted at some of the English players. Getting angry with someone for missing a penalty or because their skin colour is different, that can't be right. So, why are people so often ready to be angry with other people? And if not angry, sorry, and I think that anger often comes because there's a them and us thinking. There are lots of reasons, but it's kind of like we're right, they're wrong thinking is definitely a part of it. People often get angry with people who are different. And even if you think, well, okay, not necessarily angry, but maybe not just not as friendly. So let's think about that ourselves for a moment. Do we treat strangers differently to friends? British people differently to immigrants? Local villagers differently to Londoners? Rich people differently to poor people, churchgoers differently to non-churchgoers, a them and us. The gospel reading is quite interesting on this one, in that Jesus takes the disciples away from the crowd for peace and quiet to rest. It's almost as if he is saying that his disciples are the people who are important and have made the right choices, and everyone else is just a nuisance. That divide between right and wrong, them and us. But of course, that is not at all what Jesus is saying. He wants his disciples to be rested so they can function properly when they get back into the busy world. Unfortunately, when they got where they were going for their peace and quiet, the crowds had beaten him there. But he didn't get angry with them, he had compassion on them. That compassion is key. The people had ruined his plans for him and for his disciples. But he didn't complain selfishly. He wanted what ultimately was best for everyone. He could see differences in where the disciples were and where the crowds were on their respective spiritual journeys. And so he knew that they occasionally needed different things. But he loved them all and wanted everyone to have a full relationship with his Heavenly Father. Jesus was driven by love and compassion for all and a desire for peace and unity. Like Jesus, we all need to be driven by compassion and a desire for peace. And this is especially so within the family of believers. Jesus's disciples shared very little in common except for a desire to follow Jesus. That may also be true in our congregations within Whitewater. We may feel that we see significant differences in people in our churches, but we mustn't allow them and us thinking to arise. Remember, In our Ephesians reading today, Paul talks about Christ bringing peace and bringing peoples together. In verse 14, he says, "For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down that dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us." He goes on to say that, "For through him, that is through Jesus, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father." So clearly, there was a problem in that church in Ephesus with some groups claiming to be different and better than other groups. And Paul is saying, that's rubbish. We're all in this together. We are all called together to grow into a holy temple for God, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. And so now, as members of a household of God, we need to think and behave differently to the world. If people outside the church see people in the church bickering and falling out, whether that's within our village or within the church, wider church as a whole, they won't want to discover more about our faith. They'll think it's all a waste of time. However, if they see us living in unity and peace and reaching out with love and compassion into the wider world, then they may wish to learn more about why and how we live like that. And yes, of course, we are all different, different shapes, sizes and colours, and we may often think differently. But builders don't build a house with one material in one size and one colour. And so in the same way, God will build his house using different materials. Imagine how boring Lego would be if all the blocks were the same size, shape, and colour. If you've ever played with a basic Lego set, although it can be fun, it can be a bit annoying because there's a limit to what you can do with your long blocks. But as you get more kits with all sorts of different shapes and sizes and moving parts, the different pieces complement each other, allowing you to build really exciting models. God created us to be different, but to live and work well together. And so we know that through reading the Bible, we know how we should live, how to live in peace and unity. We know we should forgive people multiple times, that we should be slow to be angry and love others as ourselves. And if we're ever tempted to say, write, or post on social media something angry or nasty, let's spend a little bit of time in prayer and reading the Bible first. Is what we are thinking and doing bringing unity and peace to God's world? So next time we think about getting angry with someone in church or outside church, let's not be tempted to fall into them and us, right and wrong thinking, but remember that we are all is a church spiritually built together as a dwelling place for God. Because of the way Jesus lived and the things he did, Jesus attracted large crowds and was able to teach many things to many people and change their lives for the better. Together, as Whitewater churches, the way we live, what we say and do should be attractive and bringing crowds of all different types of people to see Jesus today. And regardless of whether they are initially interested in our teachings or not, we should continue to reach out into the world in unity with Christ-like compassion. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this wonderful world you've created, for the diversity of nature, and for the diversity of people. Help us, your church here in Whitewater, work together in unity and peace, sharing your love and compassion to the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.